See, when they commit a crime like this, you have to remember, one of the biggest jobs they have is trying to keep everybody quiet. Mm-hmm. After they commit the crime, they've got to make sure all the people don't talk. And they've got to suppress a lot of the evidence. So one of their techniques is to keep people fighting with each other. You know, get everybody.
Yeah. So you have division and.
Yeah, and while you're busy fighting with your son or your husband or the whatever, you know, you're not doing something useful.
Right. And here's another thing I noticed. Yeah, they did a lot of that division and stuff like that through the household. But they also controlled everything. And my son never got any of his mail that wasn't opened first.
And you're sure it was opened? I mean, did they try to hide it or anything?
Oh, no, it was opened. Everything came up that was pre-opened. And they said, well, excuse me, we're only opening it because we need to protect you.
Oh, they would open your mail? But
yeah, we never got mail that was sealed.
So they weren't denying that they were looking. They were just doing. They said it was for your own protection.
Yes.
Like, what's going to happen?
Right. You know why the mail was looking for money.
Oh, you think they were looking for money?
I think so.
And possibly also, if you were talking to anybody, to see what kind of information is coming back and forth.
Right, my mail was opened up afterwards, even in my mailbox. You know, up to right now even. Sometimes when we send stuff out, it doesn't get there and it gets opened up. Like I had sued the drug company and I sent the papers through the mailbox here.
Uh-huh.
I went to the post office with it. And supposedly when it got there, it was ripped open.
Oh.
See, they're still nosing in my mail.
But it wouldn't be just for money. It would be what they want
to
make sure.
Find out what the hell I'm doing.
What you're saying and what you're not saying and what people are saying to you.
Right. Nosy.
Well, they have to make sure you don't talk too much. They may be worried you're going to have, you have some critical information.
Well,
you see
sure
that, but you see, the drugs are only one of the things they're trying to suppress. What they really want to suppress is if you were to know who is doing this stuff. You see, that's what would really scare them if you knew.
Yeah. Well, do you know who Vicki Buckley was?
No.
Well, she was somebody supposedly worked in our Senate here downtown, the House of Representatives.
Oh, for the state?
I don't remember if she was Secretary of State or what, Vicki Buckley.
Uh-huh.
But she was, we think she was murdered. She wasn't really sick. She was only 40-something years old, and she dies. You remember the Scholl family, the black family?
No.
The Isaiah Scholl, the black boy that died?
I don't think so, no.
Well, he was the black boy that died. They actually felt threatened by the sheriff's office, and they felt like they were ran out of town, so they left.
And what was their role in Columbine?
Their son died.
Their son was shot?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
But they were advocates against the corruption. And they had a music, a producer. That was going to do a thing on Columbine. He had everything written up, you know, to expose a lot. And then he was murdered, the producer.
And did you meet with this producer also?
I never met with the producer. I was just told by the family. The Scholl family told me.
Oh, they told you because he had contacted them?
Yeah. Well, no, he was their personal producer.
Oh, he was a friend of theirs?
Yes.
So he wanted to put together a video of some sort.
Right. He had a lot of good information, too.
Oh, information from them, too, I suppose, also.
I'm sure.
And so then that family then leaves town?
Yeah, they're not here no more.
And no one knows why they left?
Right, and they don't speak very much here publicly.
And so did they leave after this guy got killed?
Yeah.
So this guy gets killed, and then that's...
Yeah, they left. They thought they were going to get killed, so they left.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Did they have any explanation for why that guy got killed?
They never told me.
I mean, the police or...
They said it's deep crap going on.
Well, I mean, officially, the official news report. So how did they describe this guy's death? Did you even notice?
They said the police were aggravating him, trying to run him out of town, is all I know. The Jefferson County was really being hard on them.
But, I mean, when they reported his death, they must have given a reason.
No.
Or don't you notice? Don't you remember? What was his name?
I don't know his name. I could find out for you, though.
Yeah, and this guy was a music
director for them.
A director.
Yeah, it was their personal one. That, yeah,
like
it was
a trade.
Scholl used to do music and different kinds of music. Mr. Scholl did.
You mean for a living?
Part time.
Oh, part time.
Yeah.
And so he would help them.
Yeah.
I see. And then he decided to help put together this video, and then he gets killed mysteriously.
Right.
And then they take off.
Just like Vicki Buckley was their best friend too.
And what happened to her? Now? She got killed, but. Oh, she's the one you said died.
Yeah, that was their best friends too, Vicki Buckley.
Oh, so and she was in the state legislature.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So she dies also.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? And then the guy that parked it next to the cross still, you know, that just mysteriously gets shot and murdered there. Then you look at the subway shop, they were shot and murdered. And then the Barnes boy, he hung himself. He was in the school when Sanders got killed, the teacher. Greg Barnes.
The teacher is Greg Barnes.
The teacher's name was Sanders.
Sanders.
And then Barnes, Greg Barnes was in the school trying to help the teacher live.
Now this is during the shooting, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
And that kid hangs himself later. I don't believe it. I think it's bullcrap. He knew too much, and they got rid of him.
Okay, so you're saying the teacher is in there. He's trying to help the teacher avoid getting shot.
Right.
And then after the shooting's over with,
I think he's seen the teacher get shot, and then he tried to help him, but he couldn't.
Oh, I see.
And so what I think happened with the whole situation is later he got depressed about, they may have put him on antidepressants, and that took care of him, talking.
Oh, I see. So he survived the shooting.
Then he died.
And then he dies.
Yep. Craig Barnes. Write that down.
Greg or Craig?
I think it's Greg.
Greg.
I think it's
and he died, they say, by hanging himself?
Yeah.
Another hanging?
Say. Another hanging, yeah. Isn't that something?
A lot of people hang themselves and die out there.
Not only that, but the other kid hung himself that had a coach that was a damn pervert. You know,
and
the same damn school.
But is it like
it's too much?
Do people really know that this coach was involved in like raping kids, or is this just?
I think it was a hush hush thing. It was on the news maybe once, but never really brought out heavily.
Oh, it was on the news.
Yeah, I could get you maybe the phone number the father. You know that.
Oh. So there's a lot of mysterious deaths in this city.
Oh, it's sickening. That is a sick school. I don't know how many died from that.
Is it the only?
Yeah, not to mention how many girls got pregnant. It went up in pregnancy there, too.
After the shooting, you mean, or before?
Yeah, oh, after. Mm.
After the shooting?
But more emotion, and then knocked up, type stuff.
Well, is this also because they're on drugs now, too?
Could be.
Because did they start putting more people on drugs after this shooting?
Yeah, I think so. It's a screwed up world, I'm telling you.
Does this city have more than one high school, or is this the only one?
Oh, there's a lot of high schools in Littleton.
But is that the only one that's this wild? Or the others?
Who knows?
Oh, you don't know the other ones at all?
No, I think, no. They probably have problems in the other schools. It's just this one got the information out.
So, it's a wild place.
Yeah. And, I have a videotape if you ever want to look about the deaf education.
Now, and this videotape, where did you get this?
I got it from Eagle Forum. You ever heard of them?
No, but there was...
Felicia Lafley, you know who she is? Or?
No.
She used to be the attorney for the White House years ago.
Oh.
And she got sick of it and started writing about government stuff.
And this is a video that they actually showed to the students.
No.
Is that what you think?
It's an actual video showing about the deaf education that they do in schools and what they teach them.
Oh, it's like a documentary about it.
It's a documentary, and then it also shows them where the classmates go to a morgue and touch dead corpses. They come back to English class and they're told, well, how would you die? What casket do you want to pick to go into? And, how would you dress yourself? How would you fix your hair when you die?
So that's what this video talks about. But your son never had those classes, did he?
Oh, yeah.
He did?
Yes, he did. It's in the video, honey.
Oh.
It's in this whole video, what books he was in and everything.
And he actually had them.
It's so morbid it makes you sick.
And he actually went to this morgue?
He didn't go to the morgue, but he was taught in English class how to role play death and what would he do if he was out on a boat and he to survive and like how would you plan your death and that kind of crap. It's just unreal. You'll have to see the videotape, and then what they did is they taped my son in the videotape and they showed all the books that he had.
Oh, he's in the videotape.
Yeah, and it shows his textbooks and how morbid it was, his textbooks.
Well, because the high school I went to never had anything like this. This is not normal, this school.
No, it's very evil. And there was nothing good and positive, period. It was all negative and black.
Oh.
Yeah. The teachings in the school were very negative and black. But the teachers are all like a bunch of witches running around saying, oh, what a lovely day. We love you. Let me give you a big hug. I really care about you. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And then on the other hand, you're being taught this crap.